Now, helmets. Do you hate wearing your helmet? Can it deter you from going on a ride at all? Well, some people it does. And but the question is, if we were to relax the laws, would it encourage more people to jump on their bikes? Or do you think people should have bikes or helmets to protect them? Well, there's a lot of questions around this. And the CEO of the Bicycle Network, Craig Richards, is with us on the line to help us understand both sides of this argument. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries, and thanks for chatting to us. It's an interesting predicament about the helmets. It has all been a long discussed, topic. But firstly, can you tell us about the Bicycle Network and what your organisation does?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Our organisation, our job, is to get people riding bikes, because why we think that's so important is we want to make sure people get enough physical activity. Because if you don't get enough physical activity, unfortunately, it can have a massive impact on your health. And what we see is throughout Australia, 2/3 of people don't get enough physical activity. And as a result of that, 8 million Australians are going to suffer a lifestyle disease. So our job is to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day so they get their physical activity.
And I think whilst Sydney's a pretty hectic place with cars and traffic and whatnot, I believe that things are getting a lot better for cyclists to be able to get around and also safer. Do you agree with that?
Look, they are, but it's a very slow burn. That's one of the things we're really looking at.
Yeah.
Because what we see in Australia is, yes, we get incremental improvements in the built environment, better bike lanes, better bike paths, those sorts of things. It's really slow. Some places in the world, they've done it really quickly. Hmm. In Australia, though, it's happening, but it's not happening quickly enough.
So how does the Bicycle Network affect laws and legislation around bicycles in Australia? How do they sort of give advice?
Yeah, look, that's right. Our job is to work with government. And so we work with governments all around Australia, some more so than others. But our job is to speak to the government, make suggestions, suggest things. And, of course, the great thing for us is why we want the government to listen to us and why the government does listen to us. We've got a big membership base. So throughout Australia, we have 50,000 odd members, and we've also got about another 150,000 people who are on our mailing list who are prepared to help us, because from the government's perspective, they want to make sure you've got some size behind you so that when you speak to them, they're thinking, hey, we better listen to these guys because I've got a lot of members who one day may or may not vote for us.
Yeah, right. And that's great that there's some quite a fair bit of influence and people sort of get behind an organisation like that and give their view, which is my sort of survey that you're doing at the moment is quite interesting. So you've been supportive of mandatory bicycle helmets for the last 30 years or so since they've been compulsory, but you're considering shifting views depending on a survey. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, look, it's not just the survey, but we are having a good think about it. The reason being, so back in 1990 when bike helmets became compulsory in Australia, you would have thought the rest of the world would follow. You would have thought it'd be like seatbelts, where Australia led the way as well. But it hasn't happened. Bike helmets are only compulsory in a few parts throughout the world.
Hmm.
That's kind of interesting, and people, particularly from Europe, where bike riding numbers have increased substantially in some of the real bike riding heartlands in places like the Netherlands and Copenhagen in Denmark, they look at Australia and say, why have you got compulsory helmets? Surely you don't need that when people are just getting around and trying to promote livable places. And they also say it makes the activity look dangerous. So that's on the one side where people are saying, hey, maybe helmets shouldn't be compulsory. Of course, on the other side, we have people who are saying, look, this is for protection, and particularly with road safety people and trauma surgeons. Mm. They look at the helmet and say, if you fall off and bang your head, you want to have a helmet on, so that prevents your chances of having a head injury, particularly a skull fracture and a brain injury.
See, for me personally, I've always thought that if I'm going to be in a situation where, you know, there's a lot of traffic or, you know, going at a considerable speed, I'll definitely want to wear a helmet. But if I'm just nipping to the shops or I'm just going around a corner to grab something, I sort of think, well, why do I need a helmet for that when I'm just sort of going at a slow pace and I'm not going in traffic? Do you think that people should really just have that choice to make up their own minds about helmets?
Yeah, and that's certainly a good argument, because what we're trying to do is, where I said earlier, we're trying to make it easier for everyone to ride their bike. We're trying to make bike riding a normal activity, not a special activity. So obviously if you're racing your bike in a race, it's very different than if you are just trying to go to the shops, go down to the beach, go and see some friends, have a bit of a recreational ride on a bike path.
Yeah.
And so we have seen some places, and the one place in Australia which is an interesting one to look at is up in the Northern Territory. Up there, it's you don't have to wear a helmet if you're on a bike path and you're above the age of 17. So they're for people who are just riding around in those circumstances, which you might consider lower risk. They don't have compulsory helmets. Oh. And that's one of the arguments that might end up, because we're doing this big review, we're looking at all sorts of things. We may end up saying, hey, we should keep it as it is. We may end up saying, no, it should go. We may get somewhere in between, like they have in NT where it says, at certain times you should wear a helmet, and sometimes it's up to you whether you do or you don't.
That's an interesting argument. I didn't actually know NT didn't have compulsory, so that's quite interesting. In sort of association with, there's also been a considerable hike in fines, which came in about a year ago here in New South Wales, with and there's been $2.2 million in fines collected from the top five bike offences. Now, do you think the increase in fines has helped make riding safer, or is it just a bit of a revenue raiser for the government?
It's hard to see it's had any major impact in making bike riding safer, because the things they're fining bike riders for, while I'm not advocating, of course, we want bike riders to comply with the law, and you should, but if you're trying to get people to comply with the law, just whacking them with a big fine, and particularly some people who are just are not in the position to pay that amount of money, like it's $300-odd for a lot of these fines, yeah. And they went up a huge amount, it's a pretty drastic step to take. If we really want to make bike riding an activity where the risk goes down, the things we need to concentrate on is really around the interaction with vehicles. We need to make sure there's places you can ride where you don't have to be amongst vehicles when there's high traffic. And when there's low traffic volumes, there we need to make sure the traffic's calm, the speeds are slow, so then if anything does happen, the risk is much lower.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I guess, for me, the fines really deter me. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to wear a helmet. I'm not going to knock and wear a helmet, because a $300 fine is just not worth it. You know, I'll whack a helmet on and go around the corner. That's fine for me. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who maybe have got a fine at some point, and that's deterred them from riding altogether. And they're just like, well, I'm just not going to bother now. And like you say, it's not what you're trying to get about. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. And sometimes there's been, you know, some people who have had multiple fines. So they had a couple of things that they've done. And it's kind of sometimes it's like, oh, they've done something wrong, so they might have gone through a stop sign or something, and then they pick them up for other things, and suddenly the person's hundreds of dollars out of pocket. Now, yeah. It's a pretty harsh penalty to pay, and while I'm saying, of course, when the law's there, we should comply with it, but, geez, you know, we have to have a think about those fines. So it was a pretty pretty big step.
Sure was, yeah. Well, very interesting. So this survey is going on right now, and members of the Bicycle Network can do it, of course, but I think anyone can, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because what we're doing with... when we say we're reviewing our position, it's going to take us some time. We need to have a look at everything. But one thing we do want to make sure is we've captured the opinions of people out there, people who are our members, people who ride bikes, and people who don't ride bikes. So asking them all to jump on our website, which is bicyclenetwork.com.au. You'll see the survey there. Let us know what you think. We've got about 14,000, 15,000 responses at the moment. Obviously, wow. We'd love more, but that's a huge number
that's massive, yeah.
Yeah, but we really want to find out what people think. As well as that, though, then we'll get expert opinion from people who are experts both in Australia and overseas, and also look at all the literature, because there's a whole lot of studies that have been done around bike helmets by lots of learned academics.
Well, and that's another one I would have asked you. We're running out of time, but just definitely about how helmets, you know, do they save lives? I mean, the question is out there. I guess they probably do and have in some instances, but in general, do they even make a difference? It's an interesting question.
Yeah, well, that's one of the bits of research, and it certainly shows you in certain circumstances when you bang your head, you're better off with a helmet on. But No doubt the best thing is either we want to prevent crashes happening, because a helmet should be the last line of defence. You don't want that to be something you rely on.
Sure. All righty, so people can jump onto bicyclenetwork.com.au and just scroll down the front page a bit to the purple section, and there's a Take Our Survey button there, and share your thoughts with the Bicycle Network, and maybe things might alter in the future. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Craig. Really good to talk to you.
Oh, no worries. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Craig Richards, the CEO of the Bicycle Network, having a chat about compulsory helmets there. I'll put some links up on the page for you if you're interested in giving your say on whether or not helmets are a good or bad thing. And also jump on our Twitter if you've got an opinion. Feel free to tweet us at 2SER and let us know whether you think helmets should be compulsory or not.